The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. So what's been going on this week, Alicia?
Well, he wanted to have like an election party. You know, me and him, he's like, we're going to get takeout. We're going to watch, you know, basically nothing come in.
Right.
He fell asleep. He was the worst election party partner. He was awful. He just fell asleep.
It's true. That night by 8:15, I was just nodding out.
It's hard to watch because when the results are coming in so slowly, all you do is watch the anchors try to come up with stuff to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Just spinning their wheels endlessly.
They're grasping at straws.
And you just hear the same voice over and over. So yep. No matter what they're talking about, you're not getting any fluctuation. It's a recipe for totally going to sleep.
Yeah, it's nap time.
For me, anyway.
Absolutely.
100%.
Me too. The last two nights, same thing. What I did was I put my husband in charge. I said he had to stay awake. And Alicia, I said, if anything important happens, wake me up.
Oh, good.
You know what?
Right.
He didn't
right.
wake me up.
Yeah, because there's nothing happening yet.
Yeah.
So yesterday I was stuck in the house all day because they started our roof. And, you know, they like put boards over the windows. It's like nighttime. So I thought I was going to get a break from watching TV. No, I'm actually stuck in the house watching TV. And I heard the most ridiculous thing. They're calling it Sharpie Gate.
Yeah, we discussed it. We discussed that yesterday.
In-depth reporting here. Yeah. Don't mock the show, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You mean our live coverage of Sharpie Gate?
Right.
Making fun of that?
Right.
We extensively covered it.
Listen, I don't even have sunshine in the house. Like, everything's boarded up and tarped, and I'm not sure what day it is at this point, so forgive me.
Have you ever listened to our show, Alicia?
Right.
The minute you saw
that.
You should, every time you hear Sharpie Gate, you should think immediately Anna and Raven will certainly cover
right.
that.
If I know them, they can depend on them. They've got to the heart of the story already.
So how else has Raven been behaving as a husband?
Not very good, Anna. So, you know, with the roof, we had to go empty the attic. And we finally did it where he swore those missing DVDs were. Guess what? No DVDs in the attic.
I told you. He couldn't look me in the eye. He definitely threw them out. And I believed he confessed to me the next day.
I did not confess.
No, you said.
You are making things up.
Raven, did you or did you not say, I mean, she's got a point. Where did they go? I probably did throw them out.
I did not say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember saying anything like that.
What did you find?
A box of videos. Like, remember videos?
Yeah.
A box of videos, like, from when my son was little. There's, like, Toy Story and Barney and all sorts of stuff. And I handed the box down, and I said, oh, do you see what this is? This is what good people do. They save things.
Pretty sure there was mouse poop on those VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know what? He has them, and someday my grandchildren will have them. They won't be able to play them because
right.
they're extinct.
VCRs will be in museums at that point, right?
All right, so what kind of grade do you want to give him for the week?
You know, I'm really upset about the DVDs, Anna. I mean, he's going to have to take it at C because I'm really upset.
You downgraded me. You downgraded me last week on DVDs that were 100 years old already. You don't get to keep doing that. Like, they're gone.
In the dump where he threw them.
Either way, they are gone.
Just like I tell my kid, be honest with me, because if you don't, you're in trouble twice. You're in trouble for what you did and then for lying.
That's my favorite mom threat.